I want to come back to this MOT story, which is certainly gathering quite a lot of steam this morning. We haven't had any clarity from the authorities around this. Just to let you all know that we will seek to get clarity after the programme today. So keep across my Twitter feed, and we'll put it out in my Twitter feed and indeed my Facebook page if we get any clarity after the show. Essentially, to sum this up one more time, there are going to be strikes tomorrow. NHPSA have told us the majority of the people working at MOT centres tomorrow are their members. They expect them to be on strike tomorrow. The Department for Infrastructure have sent us a statement essentially saying that they want you to turn up at these MOT appointments tomorrow. But they're then saying that services may be affected, and they're refusing to be drawn by us. They're refusing to tell us what their projections are as to what the disruption will be. Now, that has led quite a few of you to be contacting us saying, well, hold on a minute, if you drive to the MOT centre and can't get an appointment, does that mean you're screwed? Have you got to abandon your car? Is your insurance effective? All reasonable questions that I don't know the answer to. And when we ask the authorities, they won't tell us. Kieran Fermanagh. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Kieran. What would you like to say?
Basically, I'm travelling from Fermanagh, which is 60 miles, an hour and a half to Cookstown for my MOT tomorrow evening at 20 to 8. So basically, I had to go there because of a 3-month waiting list in Enniskillen. So what am I to do now? Or, DVLA or whoever, they are given no leniency because of these huge waiting lists of 3 months.
Yeah. I'm looking at the BBC online statement, which says, yeah, our advice is that customers with appointments should attend as scheduled. Wait to hear this. We will be monitoring the situation very closely, and if things change, we will contact customers with further advice. It's the day before, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, I have to leave at 5 o'clock straight after work tomorrow. As I said, it's the first appointment I could get. I have another care in Enniskillen in September, which I had to book on the 26th of June to get it in time before it's out of date. And that's exactly 3 months from my book.
So you're driving from Enniskillen to Cookstown?
Yes, because it was the closest that it would get me in before my MOT lapsed on the particular car I'm driving.
And these people at the Department for Infrastructure they're essentially telling you, Kieran, drive to that appointment anyway, right?
Yeah.
But we don't know, and we're not going to tell you what the likelihood is that you'll get seen to.
Yeah, I have to drive 60 miles, which is an hour and a half, basically, if there's no traffic on a Friday.
And what are you going to do if you don't get your...
When am I going to get a test again?
Yeah, and what if you don't get a test? Does your insurance cover you driving back home again?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't say. That's why I booked it, because Cookstown was the only ones that had a short waiting list of a month when I booked the test. Every centre in Northern Ireland, and they're all 3 months except...
Keep across my Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan, our Facebook page, The Real Stephen Nolan, and we'll see if we can get some clarity around this after the show, because they haven't come back to us yet. Darren, next, you're in the same predicament, Darren. Morning.
Yes, Stephen, exactly the same thing, actually, as the last lad. 60-mile round trip. The only bonus I have, my car tax is actually due at the end of the month as well, and I can't tax it without the MOT certificate.
Of course you can.
So, where's that? Then I need my car.
So they're going to go out and clamp your car? That'll be the next of it.
Well, who knows? I start at 5 in the morning. There's no buses as such. I have no other way to get to work. So it's just wanting clarity on what's going on. You know, as you say, it's to be the day before and not be telling people what's happening is a bit out of hand, you know?
So what are you going to do?
I've no idea. Use my wife's car and she'll have to find a different way to get to work, maybe.
I'll tell you what, there would be quite a few people angry if through a lack of information and a lack of ability by the authorities to get people's car MOT'd when they've paid for tests and they've actually driven to these MOT centres, done what the Department for Finance or Department for Infrastructure told them to do, then don't get their MOT test, then they can't get their car taxed, and yet the clamping operation around Northern Ireland will be really efficient, clamping people all over the place.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, too, it's the 60 miles. It's something like the last, lad, 60-mile round trip. Am I going to find that I get there and it's closed? So I've completely wasted my time. And it's the same, it's a late evening. sort of a...
The Department for Infrastructure are currently on the phone to us now. They're saying, look, if you have to cancel, if you have to cancel your appointment, what do you mean if they have to cancel? Who has to cancel? If the department cancel it, then you will not. They will cover the cost of it. But that's not the big. The bigger question this morning: could someone, in the name of sweet mama, answer this question? It's not particularly a BBC term, that is it? Could someone at the Department for Infrastructure please answer the following question: what is your projection because of the NHBSA strikes? Cancel that end. We're going to extend this by until I get this done. Cancel that wee thing. Department of Infrastructure, let me spell this out one more time because you've refused to answer it so far. What are your projections as to the likelihood of all of the appointments that have been made for tomorrow? How many of them do you think you are going to be able to carry out given the strikes that are about to happen? You must have projected that, and surely the public is entitled to know before, like some of our callers, they take time off work at their own expense, they get their kids cared for, or indeed, as some of them are telling us this morning, they drive 60-odd miles. They're now saying they're not allowed to ask staff if they're a member of the union or not, and that's why they can't make the projection. So there we have kind of the official response. They haven't got a clue as to how many staff are going to be in or off work tomorrow, but they're telling you to still appear. Walter and Maura. Morning, Walter.
Good morning, Stephen. There's a different take on this, surely. What happens to those people who turn up for their MOT, they don't get their certificate? What is the PSNI going to do?
Well, there's a good question. Are the PSNI going to be queuing up outside to do people?
Yeah, they'll just sit there and pick them off. What do they do about that?
We need clarity around this, don't we? Like, we really do.